Sculptor Randy Takaki collapsed suddenly at the library in Hilo, leaving behind three grown biological children and thousands of others.
From what I understand, he used to work for Pro Parker, he was a parking attendant guy.
Mike Schnack, proprietor of Cedar Street Galleries, knew sculptor Randy Takaki for years.
Art got to be a burn, and he moved to the Big Island to do his art.
You ever see a studio?
Yeah, I have.
Wasn't that sacred?
David Belke, director of KCC's Koa Gallery, showed Takaki's work in 2014.
He was a real estate agent, you know, who couldn't save money because he put it all back into his wood, into his tools, and he lived simply.
At one point, a couple years ago, he made a sojourn to Japan because he wanted to throw 1,000 of his little guys into the water to commemorate and bless all the people that lost their lives in the nuclear meltdown.
Those figures called monks, wood spirits, or guardians, they're elongated sticks with hunched shoulders and bowed head. They're not unique, not at all, but each one is kind of remarkable. Lauren Faulkner of Fine Art Associates has showed and sold quite a few over the years. Faulkner says one day Takaki was in to collect a piece to take with him to Japan.
I was upstairs, and when I came down, he was forehead to forehead with this figure.
Some were human scale, this one saturated with black sumi ink.
These guardians just kept coming up and coming up and coming up for him. They're made out of wire and wood.
I have one made of a sort of cement.
His goal was to do 10,000 of these guardians or monks. He didn't really call them guardians. That's a label other people put on it.
Painter sculptor Glenn Yamanoha is part of the volcano artist community Takaki belonged to.
The last I talked to him, which was just a couple of days before he passed, he had done 5,800 or something. He was kind of a hermit, but also he was friendly to everybody. We used to call him the mayor of volcano because, you know, he'd know everything that's going on.
Sources agree Takaki was moved by the horror and aftermath of the Fukushima earthquake in Japan.
He even had plans to trek by himself along the coast or hills in the tsunami area. He was talking about just doing sculpture with whatever was available there, leaving it, and that was it.
Yamanoha says people, even a local cultural institution, wanted to document the journey, but Takaki wasn't interested. He said that would defeat the whole purpose. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.